This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد We'll continue together دعاء of the Quran, دعاء number 9, the دعاء of زكريا. The دعاء of زكريا in سورة الأنبياء chapter 21 آية 89 and آية 90. قال الله تبارك وتعالى وزكريا إذ نادى ربه أني إذ نادى ربه ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين فاستجبنا له ووهبنا له يحيى وأصلحنا له زوجه إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring unto us the dua of Zakaria right after the dua of Ayyub, which we studied yesterday. He is now asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a righteous child to be an heir to receive after him, to take the legacy and the tradition after him. And he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and remember when Zakaria cried out to his Lord, my Lord, do not leave me childless, though you are the best of successors. And Allah says, so we answered his prayer, grant him Yahya, and made his wife fertile. Indeed, they used to raise in doing good, call upon us with hope and fear, totally humbling themselves before us. So let's study this dua before we talk about it, inshallah ta'ala. The first thing is Allah says, wa Zakariya. So who's speaking right now? Zakariya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Zakariya. And we've learned the dua from Zakariya before, if you guys remember. Which surah was it that we studied the dua of Zakariya about the same thing about having a child? You guys remember? Huh? Surah Al-Imran, right? When he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a child. And he asked, قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلْهُ وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيَّ. So he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a child to be a wali, وَجَعَلْهُ رَبِّ رَضِيَّ, and make that child a radi, which means مرضي, you please with him, and he also be pleased with you, and people please with him. So here now he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ, when he cried out to his Lord. The translation says over here, cried out to his Lord. But what do we learn from the dua of Zakariya, from the ayat before? How did he call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nida'an khafiyya. He whispered his dua. He didn't cry it out loud. So, I mean, here the word nida in the Arabic nada means to call. Doesn't necessarily mean loud or whispering, which means being quiet. So here the translation chose to say cried out loud. But maybe he didn't. He said to his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالَ رَبِّي, رَبِّي. So he said, رَبِّي, my Lord. He didn't say, يَا إِلَهِ, my God. Because again, if you would like to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for provision, for patience, for any specific, you know, qualities in this life, you admit his lordship, him being the one who is al-Razzaq, al-Kareem, al-Rahim, the one who gives, the one who provides, the one who protects, the one who takes back. So if he's the one in control of all these things, I'm going to use Rabb. So he says, Rabbi, la tadharni farda. Do not leave me farda. He says, don't leave me alone or lonely. In the translation, they chose this to use the meaning, which means childless. Like, my Lord, I'm getting too old right now. And this is it. I haven't had a child my entire life. And he's now hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide for him that child. فَقَالَ رَبِّي لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرِدْ. Don't leave me childless, don't leave me alone. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. And you are the best of all successors. Now, in the previous ayat in Surah Ali Imran, there were more details in why he was asking this child for. He wanted this child to become a successor, the heir of Bani Ali Imran, to take the legacy afterwards. Here he summarized everything. He says, وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Like he's saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Lord, I know that I don't even need that child, you being my successor, taking care of the ummah after me. Like, I don't need a child. But, Ya Rabbi, la tadarni farda. But I would love to have one. Like, I know that it's in your power to grant me a child, although I am not in need of that child, because I know you'll suffice me. You'll be enough. You can be the successor to take care of the ummah after me. But I hope and I wish, Ya Rabbi, that you give me that child. So that's why he says, قَالَ لَا تَدَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ You're the best of all successors. He didn't say in this ayah, and Ya Allah, grant me a successor. He didn't say that, because, and you are the best of all successors, which is embedded in there. I need someone to succeed after me, to take after me. But I know, Ya Allah, you are sufficient for me, and you can take care of the ummah after me. So after he made his dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah immediately, he said, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ, which means swiftly we answered his call. Now it could have been the day after, the month after, the year after, but no matter what, the dua of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always swift, no matter how long it takes in comparison to the circumstances, the length of life, in terms of eternity that you're going to have as a result of being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is just a swift answer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ So we swiftly answered him. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى We didn't just answer him. We gave him what he asked for. So we gave him يَحْيَى وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى A gift. Which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't give him يَحْيَى as a result of his, of course, and of his hard work. And no, that's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave him يَحْيَى وأصلحنا له زوجة and أصلحنا له زوجة the word صلاح which means to amend the affairs of his spouse in all affairs although the translation chose only one area which is simply what they chose only the area of fertility and we made her fertile for you so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he said we gave you your child and made your wife fertile although she was above that age of fertility but we made that for you so you can have that child But then Allah Azza wa Jalla gave us right now the reason why he answered the call of all these prophets. If you guys remember the last few sessions, we've been talking about the dua of three other anbiya. Who remembers with me the three other anbiya that came in that order? The first dua was the dua of who? Nuh. Nuh alayhi salam. Actually, we didn't discuss it because it didn't come as a dua, but Nuh first. The second one came Ayyub. And then the third one was Yunus. And now Zakaria. Four prophets, they all ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ Which means we answered his call. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling us why they deserve their dua to be answered. This why is given to whom right now? To all of us. Like if you want your dua to be answered, then have these qualities. And what are these qualities? قال إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات They used to rush in doing good deeds. Not lazy, not procrastinating, no second thoughts. Every time there's an opportunity for khair, they're there for it. They compete for goodness. They always try to do their best. إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا And they call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regularly. رغبا ورهبا Out of fear and out of hope, which means in terms of times of adversity and times of prosperity, they always make dua, they always supplicate and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the goodness of this world and the hereafter. Which means what? They're always connected to Him. Their dependence and their reliance has always been on Him, nobody else. And then He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ And they have submitted themselves in humbleness and humility to us. Which means, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you submit all your efforts to Him. You made your dua. You raised to do good deeds. You made your dua, and still Allah chose to test you. He chose to test you with something, not what you were hoping for. So what do you need to do in response to that? Submit yourself with khushu' and humbleness and humility. Yes, I'm doing good, because many people nowadays, unfortunately, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala You know, they do good deeds, a lot of good deeds. And then when Allah subhanahu chooses to test them with something of adversity, what do they say? They feel surprised and shocked. Because, my Lord, I mean, me? Why me? Why my son? Why my spouse? I'm the one who's always in the masjid. I'm the one who always, you know, give this and do that. Yeah, but the question is, why not? if Allah chose to test us with whatever He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not because Allah Azza wa Jalla now is abandoning you. It's just a test. It could be elevation for your status, forgiving some of your sins, a reminder. Subhanallah, Allah knows. Maybe Allah will set an example through you to the other people to get the khair and benefit from it, subhanallah. Like we see, unfortunately, in the situation of Gaza, may Allah make it easy for them, ya Rabbil Alameen. They've been tested with hardships. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate their suffering, ya Allah. But people from outside like us looking at that and see their patience, their tawakkul, their dedication to their faith, their constant ibadah, subhanallah. Wallahi, it brings you closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. So maybe, Allah knows, maybe the test that you go through could bring khair to you and to other people around you. So therefore, remember, if you would like for your dua to be answered, you need to rush into doing good deeds. Always and constantly making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of fear and out of love and hope to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also humbling yourself to Allah Azza wa Jal, no matter what the outcome, what the results are. You do that, you'll be granted your wish as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises anbiya, and He gave it to them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our calls answered, ya Rabbil Alameen, for the khairat. Let's make the dua inshallah together, bin Allah Azza wa Jal. The dua of Zakariya first. Rabbi, la tadarni farda, wa anta khayrul warithin. Rabbi, la tadarni farda, wa anta khayrul warithin. Rabbi, لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين لا إله إلا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربي إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين ربي زدني علما ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي هب لي من لدنك وليا واجعله ربي رضيا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا اللهم ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم آمين. جزاكم الله خير إن شاء الله.